Troy, is there something you can do to ward off like that calf injury, anything at all? Have you done anything different?
I've done quite a bit different things this offseason. For sure. There's a lot of different rehab and training, you know.
Just like concentrating on that area? Do you build up the strength? How do you do it?
You know, when you have an injury that's bothered you for 4 years, there just gets to be so much scar tissue in there. And if you don't attack the problem of scar tissue, then you're just going to continue to have problems. So this year, I've really focused on that and found a great physical therapist, and obviously continue to work with my trainer. So everything has evolved there and evolved nicely. So.
What do you do, like break it up? Is that the...
No, it's kind of all the same thing.
I mean, there's scar tissue in there. What do you
do? That, regarding that. Yeah, for sure. But, not to get too deep into muscular biomechanics, but you can break down scar tissue, but the problem is your body has to continue to learn how to readapt with broken scar tissue. These are all things that I've learned. So hopefully all this, will make these problems obsolete.
You said 4 years. I mean, even when you played 16 games 2 years ago, it was bothering you then?
Oh, yeah. So.
And you, are you confident you're over it, or do you have to keep tabs on it?
Listen, if I knew the future, I would be playing that Powerball.
It's down now.
So. Yeah, it's only a million.
Only time will tell.
The older you get, more in the league, do you have to approach the offseason differently, how you work out? Have you learned to do different things, or do you do the same stuff?
Well, time's not stale, you know. You have to continue to evolve as time evolves and your career evolves, your body evolves. I think when you become stale in that way, and you just kind of, it's just kind of a redundant thing, like I go and I do my workout. I think that's where danger comes. At least that's from my experience.
It's how disappointing was last year? You only played about 7 games, get on the field for 7.
It was very disappointing, you know. But it's a new year. I don't dwell on that as much as I dwell on, you know, other bad things or other good things. So,
what was your impression? You get any of early on of Shamarco?
He's a great, great kid. Very humble, willing to learn. And what's nice is, he's got people around him that want to teach him everything. And I can give him all the experience of football I have, and try my best to convey that to him. So to keep him from maybe having to overcome a lot of the mistakes that I've had in my career. So.
He seems ready to take that on, though, learn from it.
Absolutely. That's what we all enjoy about him. You know, going into an off season, saying that you want to be healthy all year long and be in the best shape of your life, that's something that you think about every year. But you deal with different circumstances every off season also.
What kind of different circumstances this off season?
I don't know. Every off season they're different, and every off season they're personal.
Is that the most frustrating thing for a pro athlete, though, to be still in the prime of your career and to have injuries that curtail your ability to play, get on the field?
I don't know. I don't think I don't think like that, at least. You know, it's like, man, I lost the prime of my career to injury. No. It's more of like last year. I lost last year to injury. But I don't know. We'll see how things turn out.
Does it give you a different perspective? You don't get last season back.
Yeah, absolutely. You learn different things with different experiences, and I think last year was an injury that could have been avoided. You know, there's times where people fall on my knee. You know, those type of things are freak accidents that can't be avoided. But last year, I think it was the first injury in my career that could have been avoided.
How could you have avoided it?
A lot of different reasons, which I don't care to explain.
Final question, gentlemen, for Troy.
Did it make you change the way you do your off-season stuff?
Not necessarily. It's like I was saying earlier, every off-season you've got to evolve. So if it evolved, yeah, I guess that's a way of change.